Love Tales. It has always been Dorothy Peck's boast that she has never failed to get her man, providing she was really attracted to him. Cynthia, the companion that Mr. Peck insists his madcap daughter take with her everywhere, has been forced to remain in the background, keeping a watchful eye on Dorothy's romances when her own heart is lonely. They are enjoying a vacation at Sequoia National Park, and it hasn't taken Dorothy long to notice that the ranger nearby is young and good-looking. The two girls are slowly riding toward his station now.
Don't forget now, Cynthia, we are completely lost.
Don't you think you're going just a little too far this time, Dorothy? This ranger looked different from the fellows you're used to.
Different? He's a man, and they're all alike. I'll have him eating out of my hand within a week.
Maybe. But I confess I don't understand your wanting to do anything mean or small.
I'll thank you not to tell me what or what not to do, Cynthia Waldron. Remember, you're nothing more than my companion.
Yes, I remember. It's only that I want to save you heartbreak, Dorothy. If you keep up this game of hearts, you're bound to lose someday.
I'll take my chances. Uh-oh, there's the ranger station ahead. Remember now, we are completely lost.
Oh, all right, if you want it that way.
Oh, here's a house. Perhaps we can ask someone here where we are. Oh, there's the man. Good morning.
Good morning. I thought I heard horses, but suppose it'll be rangers.
I hope you're not disappointed.
Well, no. I'm not used to visitors at this station, though. It's a little out of the way for tourists.
It's so far out of the way that we've lost ourselves. Can you tell us where we are?
You're at Ranger Station 12, Sequoia National Park. Thomas Brand at your service, miss.
Oh, you're a ranger. Why, I didn't know they were so handsome.
You said you were lost. Where do you stand?
At the Randolph cabin. We can't be far from it.
Randolph's? I should say not. You just follow this road back, turn to the left fork about 2 miles back,
and
then...
Oh, dear, I'm all confused. Won't you take us back, Mr. Brand?
Well, I'm sorry, miss, but I can't leave the station when I'm on duty, except when some unusual necessity arises.
Oh, that's all right. We can easily find our way back with the directions Mr. Brand has given us, Dorothy.
Oh, all right, then. But... if I let you off now, Mr. Brand, will you come to the dance at the lodge tonight?
Why, I don't know. I'm off duty tonight, but I like to stick around the station where they can reach me in a hurry if they need me. You see, the fire hazard's getting mighty high just now.
High? Ranger, by the time I leave Sequoia Park, you'll know how high a fire hazard can really get.
There you are, you sweet little animal. Your leg's all fixed up now.
Hello there. Well, I see we have a veterinary in the neighborhood.
Oh, you startled me. I didn't hear you coming, Mr. Brand.
That's a habit I have. Sneaking up on people and catching them at their worst. Or at their best.
This fawn, I found it at the edge of the clearing this morning. Its leg was hurt, so I tried to fix it.
Oh, bless its heart. You did a good job, too.
Oh, it was easy. The little thing is so tame.
Fawns aren't tame as a rule, you know. But you can't fool a deer, I'm thinking. They always know another deer when they see one.
Oh.
Why weren't you at the dance last night, Miss Waldron? You see, I know your name. Miss Peck was telling me about you.
Oh, well, then you must know that I'm her companion.
Yes. Do you like to dance?
Oh, yes, I love it.
Then... will you go to the next dance with me, Cynthia?
With you? Why, I don't know, Mr. Brand.
Not Mr. Brand, just Tom. I don't know if I'm saying it in the right way or not, but Well, I want to be friends with you, Cynthia.
Friends? Oh, of course.
Then you will come to the dance?
Oh, if I can, yes, I'd love to.
And why can't you, Cynthia?
Oh, Dorothy, I didn't see you.
I don't wonder. You are much too preoccupied with your dear.
Well, I'll have to be getting back to the station. It's almost time for me to go on duty.
Will we be seeing you soon, Tom?
You bet. So long, Cynthia. Miss Peck.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, Dorothy, he asked me to go to the next dance with him.
He did? Oh, well, he's probably following out my instructions.
What do you mean?
Oh, I told him all about you last night and asked him to be nice to you.
Oh, so that's it.
Good heavens. You haven't fallen in love with the man, have you?
Oh, no. No, of course not.
Good. Because I have. I've finally found the man I want to marry.
Marry? But you don't love him, Dorothy.
What do you know of love? He's mine, Cynthia. Do you understand that? Mine. And now, are you still going to the next dance with Tom Brand?
No. No, I don't like dances anyway.
No, you'd better stay here at the cabin. Take care of the stray deer that seem to happen along so frequently.
Why, Cynthia, I thought you were in the car with my husband and Dorothy. Aren't you going to the dance with us tonight?
No, Mrs. Randolph, I have a headache.
Oh, that's too bad. Would you like me to stay here with you?
Oh, no, please. You go and have a good time. I'll be all right.
Very well. I don't imagine we'll be very late.
Take good care of the deal, Cynthia.
Yes. Have a good time. Have a good time. Oh, I can't stand it any longer. The one man I've really cared about, now she's taken him like all the rest. He was only nice to me because she told him to be. Oh, I wish I could die. I do, I do.
Understand. Cynthia said she'd be here tonight.
She doesn't like dances, Tom.
But where is she?
Oh, I really can't say. I think she was going to visit another friend of ours tonight. Why? Were you going to visit her at the cabin?
I was going to call for her and bring her here. You see, Miss Peck, I happen to know that Cynthia does like dances.
Really? You seem to know a good deal about my companion.
Well, I know that she's missed most of the things that bring happiness to a girl like her. She's real and honest and fine. But you wouldn't understand that.
Really,
No. I know who you are, Miss Peck. I've read plenty about you in the newspapers. You're beautiful, popular, the rage of the season. But you're not worth Cynthia Waldron's little finger, and I'm not going to stand by and see you cheat her out of everything worthwhile.
And what have you got to say about the matter?
I love her.
What?
Funny, isn't it, that I haven't fallen for you like all the rest have? The big trees teach you a lot, Miss Peck. They teach you to see the real person, not the pretender. And now our dance is finished.
It certainly is. I never want to see you again.
That's all right. You likened yourself to a fire hazard a while back, Miss Peck, and you were right. But you forgot that rangers are trained on how to deal with fire hazards.
Tom! Oh, Tom! Hey, I've been looking all over for you.
Hey, what's up?
A brush fire across the valley, and the wind's blowing this way.
Across the valley?
Yeah. Huh?
Say, the Randolph cabin is right in its path. It's lucky no one's in it, Miss Peck.
Oh. Oh, Tom. I lied to you. Cynthia is in the cabin.
What?
Yes. I told her that you'd ask her to the dance tonight because I told you to be nice to her. I said that I loved you and that you loved me.
You... Quick, Dick, round up the gang. We haven't a second to lose.
Right away.
Oh, Tom, I've been a fool. But I don't want that on my conscience. Can you reach the cabin in time?
I don't know. But we must... I must. Faster, faster, Dorothy.
I'm giving it all I can. Tom, look ahead. The trees are catching on fire.
Boys will take care of that. But if those trees are afire, that means the cabin is surrounded by flames.
Oh, Tom, I'm afraid, so afraid.
It's too late for that. Here, slow down. Can't go any further in the car.
There's the cabin. What do we do?
I'm going through the fire. Quick, give me two of those wet gunny sacks I put in the back of the car.
You'll never make it. You'll be burned.
You think I care when Cynthia's in there? Here, wrap this around my head. Leave my eyes uncovered.
Oh, Tom, I'm so afraid for you. I love you.
You don't know what love is. I haven't come back. By the time the trucks arrive, tell them to come and get us.
Oh, no, no, Tom. Come back. Come back, Tom.
Cynthia. 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 Cynthia, where are you? Oh, she's painted. If I can only get the sack over her head and get out of here in time.
Oh.
I'm here, my darling. Tom's here. I'll get you out. Just hold tight. Now we'll run for it. We've got to get through. If I go down, we're lost.
Here, quick, boys. Help Tom. Put out those flames.
All right, here, take these wet sacks.
Yeah, that's right. Give me another one. You take the girl.
Okay. Cynthia, help her.
You're all right now. You're all right, Tom. Just a little seed. Well, get busy on these trees, boys, okay?
Oh, thank heaven. Tom. Tom, where are you?
Here, my darling. I went through fire to get you, and I'll never let you out of my sight again.
But, Dorothy, you loved her.
No, Cynthia. I lied to you. You were right. You said I'd lose in a game of hearts someday, and I have.
Then, Tom...
loves you, sweetheart, now and forever.
I'd like to remind you that all programs aired on Same Time, Same Station come directly from our CD masters. They are all available on CD or cassette. For more details on how to purchase these cassettes or CDs, you may go to our website at otrsite.com. That's OTR as in old time radio, site, S-I-T-E, otrsite.com, or email Jerry at otrsite.com, or you may call area code 562-696-4387. If you missed anything, this information will be repeated at the end of the program. Welcome back to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. And I'm your host every week at this time, Jerry Hendigas. The Chicago Theater of the Air was a terrific series and had a very unique beginning. In 1940, WGN Chicago conducted a survey to find out what their audience tastes were. They discovered that a large segment wanted opera, and an equally large segment wanted drama. In an unprecedented move, WGN actually combined the two genres and came up with this very unique mixture beginning May 9, 1940, and running a total of 501 episodes ending March 5,